Let's talk about seven strategies to use artificial intelligence in customer service to supersize and grow your business. Artificial intelligence is obviously here to stay. There's a lot of talk about it. There's a lot of people using it and testing it, me including. I'm using it for generating ideas for content. And then I create my content based on the topics and the ideas that come up. Why? Because it's super easy. It lets me know what's important to people that I am here to serve. And so it gives me better ideas. At least I think they're better ideas than if I were to just come up with them on my own from my own little brain. It's like thinking as a leader that we have the best ideas when we know darn well we usually don't. So what are some of these strategies that we can use to use AI to help us specifically with customer service? Why? Because we want to do what our customers want so that they will want to do business with us. One of the first things and the most common uses of AI for customer service is through chatbots, through streamlining operations with the use of artificial intelligence chatbots, messaging, customer service, phone responses, etc. I think almost all of us have experienced that, whether we know it or not. All of these auto dialing systems and things nowadays, all the customer service, all the online live chat, not necessarily a live person, probably an AI in many instances. Secondly, we can tailor our customer experience with predictive analytics that are collected by artificial intelligence. We can use that to anticipate our customers' needs and make sure we're giving them what they want, how they want it. We can even tailor customer experiences based on this information that's collected by artificial intelligence and tailor by groups, not usually individual to the individual level, but maybe someday each person will get. And you'll see this already through Amazon and Google and through social media and things. People, we're already seeing what's most important to us. We all have our own individual feeds, which I find very, very fascinating. My Facebook feed looks very different than everybody else's based on what I like, what I watch, what the algorithms think would be of interest to me to get me to stay on their platforms longer. Thirdly, we can drive innovation through enabled insights that come through artificially intelligent collected data. We can know what is on the leading edge of our customers' desires, and we can find ways to provide that for them. We can learn about sentiment analysis, and we can do sentiment analysis through artificial intelligence. Meaning we can collect a lot of information about how our customers actually think and feel, and what emotions are being stirred up. What is the prevailing attitude of our customer base, and how can we speak to that as we are creating our marketing and promotional campaigns for them and offering them different products and services? We can empower proactive engagement with predictive modeling. We can use artificially intelligent enhanced predictive modeling to know what and how to engage with our customers in a more effective way. We can cultivate trust and transparency through artificial intelligence ethics. Now, this is probably one of the biggest friction points of artificial intelligence. How do you include ethics into the use of artificial intelligence? Because guess what? There's a whole lot of sleazy people out there using artificial intelligence in bad ways, right? Like anything, things can be used for good or evil. Artificial intelligence is no different. And so we need to figure out how are we going to prevent that from happening in our lives and in our organizations. We can use artificial intelligence and customer service to embrace responsible and AI governance, meaning, again, along the area of ethics, how do we use AI in ways that are good for the world and for our business and for the planet and for our customers, not in bad ways that actually harm things or manipulate or cheat, right? Because I think artificial intelligence has probably already been in used in ways that are unethical and to cheat. And then finally, this is probably a bonus one. We can champion diversity and inclusivity for our organizations by using artificial intelligence to give us a better picture of how to show up in these areas in our businesses. If that makes sense. A couple examples and everyday companies that I'm sure you are using or aware of or interact with on a regular basis like I do that are using artificial intelligence very, very well in customer service already are the following. Amazon uses artificial intelligence all the time to improve our customer experience, to help us to shop, to recommend products and services for us, to personalize our experience. Netflix is another one. Netflix keeps track of our preferences, a lot like social media, gives us our own feed of things that we're most likely to. My favorite thing about Netflix is it keeps track of where I left off. If I'm watching a movie or a series or something, it's like being able to read a handful of books at one time with a bookmark in each one. Netflix does that for us, which is customer service, customer preferences, etc. And that's all done through artificial intelligence. Starbucks and their customer experience and online things also uses artificial intelligence and extensively in their programs and ways to serve customers better, as does Delta Airlines. And my favorite is Google. Google uses artificial intelligence extensively, yet is now punishing people and businesses who use artificial intelligence in their businesses, for at least for content creation. So I find that fascinating and interesting and kind of a double-edged sword, right? We're going to use it to know more about you, but you can't use it to create more for the people that you're here to serve. Interesting perspective, right? Might get into that ethics and governance type discussion that has to happen for AI and any other new innovative scientific breakthrough or discovery that comes on to the scene. It always raises the ethics and the morals and the values question. So love to know, are you using artificial intelligence in your organization, in your business, in any way, shape, or form, specifically with respect to customer service? Do you have chat bots? Do you have messenger bots? Do you have an automated customer service, you know, frequently asked questions that are handled by a live chat or person? Those are examples of a great use of artificial intelligence. Why? Because it allows us to streamline and automate those processes, which makes them less expensive than having real life human beings do it, especially for things that are repetitive. I think it's a great use for repetitive things. All right, that's it. Have an awesome day. I'd love to know your artificial intelligence stories. Share in the comments below so we can learn from one another. And I will be with you tomorrow with another interesting strategy and some ideas of how you could apply it to your business. Have an awesome day.